I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We begin with the news in Buckingham Township. I actually saw this. I was watching the end of the NBA playoff game between Minnesota and L.A. yesterday on 6ABC, and then I forgot that the channel was still on, and I saw this newscast live. In Buckingham Township, we have a man hospitalized after a police-involved shooting in Buckingham Township, and that's under investigation, obviously, in Bucks County. Investigators say an officer had to shoot a man during a confrontation on the 4800 block of Redfield Road in Buckingham Township on Saturday afternoon. Police tell Action News 6ABC that there was an accident involving a white van and a truck. And when officers arrived around 4 o'clock, there was some sort of exchange with the man. Police opened fire, striking the man. The Bucks County DA's office said one person is receiving treatment at the hospital for injuries suffered during the incident. No police officers, thank God, were hurt. The Bucks County District Attorney's Office is investigating, as it does with all police-involved shootings. I actually saw the interview of the man on television when I was catching this. I guess it was a day-old story yesterday, but a lot of this was captured on the Ring doorbell camera, which I think is kind of a blessing in disguise when you think about it these days, where we have so many instances or incidents where there's a burglary or there's violence right out in front of somebody's porch or front yard. You know, I know the Ring doorbell camera is meant for your safety and security, Tony Bruno, but I feel like a lot of times these days, these doorbell cameras are coming in handy with police and law enforcement to kind of do their job and give them even further proof to track down some of these scumbags.
Yeah, absolutely. Everywhere. I mean, even something that happens maybe across the street. How about the helicopter crash in New York from that tourist helicopter a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where the Ring camera on somebody's apartment building caught the helicopter going across and the rotor and the tail's coming apart, and it was caught on a Ring camera.
Yep. Yep. It's definitely a thing these days. Do you have a Ring doorbell camera, by the way?
Absolutely. I'm on the second floor, so by the time somebody walks up into our condo, I already know they're coming.
And then you pull out your handgun and you're ready to go, right?
No, I just have one of those Gatling guns mounted on the back of my truck like they did in the final episode of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Our second story, as we go from Bucks to Montgomery County, a knife-wielding man involved in an officer shooting in Ambler as an investigation is underway in Montgomery County after officials say a fatal officer-involved shooting occurred on Saturday night. Fox 29 with the report. They say, here's what we know. On Saturday, around 7:34 p.m., a 911 call was placed in Ambler for a suspicious person. Upon arrival to Forest Avenue and School Street, Ambler police encountered 43-year-old Robert Aguiar Cholula. I had some of that on my chicken last night, of Ambler.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's good stuff. It's my favorite hot sauce. They say Aguiar Cholula wielded a large butcher-style knife. Sounds like a pleasant individual. When officers issued commands to drop the knife, officers and officials say Cholula did not comply. Then they say the 43-year-old ran toward officers and one officer fired his taser, which did not stop Cholula. The other officer then fired one shot, striking him. He was taken to Jefferson Abington Hospital, where he later died. What they are saying, according to Fox 29, get ready for this one, folks. The family of 43-year-old Robert Cholula said he was a, quote, loving father, but did not want to comment further.
Oh, it was Maryland man.
So this is Montgomery County man now. Montgomery County man is a father. He's a good man.
Ambler dad. Ambler dad. No better dad than an Ambler dad.
Yeah.
Not a, by the way, Ambler and Lower Gwinnett are not the same place. I used to get that all the time in my, you know, when I lived in Lower Gwinnett, I'd get Ambler because it was the same, it's the same zip code for a while there.
Right, right. I know. It's 19422. Trust me, I know. And then lastly, how about this story? Kristi Noem and the purse heard around the world.
Yes.
We have a second suspect arrested in connection to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's purse snatching. According to Fox News, a second arrest has been made in what they are calling now an accomplice in a series of thefts in D.C. He was apprehended in Miami yesterday. Quote, the individual is believed to be a co-conspirator in these incidents with the primary defendant, Kristi Noem, who is accused of committing a robbery against her. Public safety remains the strongest when built on trust and collaboration, says Special Agent in Charge Rafael Barros. I'd like to know what Rafael Barros was doing when somebody 6 feet away decided to grab Kristi Noem's purse. Now, they go on to say the identity of the alleged accomplice has not been released, but officials said the suspect is currently being held on an immigration detainer as charges are finalized. This comes after authorities announced the first arrest of an illegal immigrant with an extensive criminal history who was believed to be tied to the theft. So we talk about all the open border mess of the last 4 years with the Biden administration. Two illegal immigrants, Tony Bruno, sneaking up, grabbing Kristi Noem's purse with reportedly two Secret Service agents 6 feet away. The ineptitude of that agency on full display yet again. Hard to believe that this is not something from the Babylon Bee.
No, I agree. I heard you guys talking about it on Friday, but here's the thing. This is an organized group. If you're going to find people with money and find a way to steal it from them, you're going to go into fancy restaurants in big places like Washington, D.C., where pretty much everybody in a restaurant in the, you know, right in that area around the White House and Georgetown and all those ritzy places where everybody goes out. I guarantee you that these guys didn't even know it was Kristi Noem. They just saw a woman sitting at the table. And you mentioned it's the Secret Service guys probably weren't paying attention because they didn't think anything of it. And they go get her bag and she had thousands of dollars in cash in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be another one of these rings, not ring doorbells, as you mentioned, but rings where people are looking for easy prey. And they see a handbag under somebody's, and I don't even know. Remember they used to have those hooks on bars under the bar where the woman would hang her purse?
Yeah.
And now guys can hang their purses too. So
it's
both,
true.
You know, if you have a, if you have one of those, what are those called? Those non-manly bags that they wear, like LeBron wears around his neck. What do they call those things?
Man purses. I don't know. I've never
man purses. Man purses. Yes.
Yeah. I think
Mayor Pete.
I think he's got a nice collection.
Mayor Pete. Yeah. Mayor Pete.
Pete's got a whole closet full of nice purses and accessories.
Well, they came out though. He took them out for the spring.
Right, and he's growing his beard out now too. He's taking on this this dark Democrat look as the Democrats are trying to cater to the everyman by growing facial hair and dropping F-bombs from time to time.
They're also going on, they're also all going on podcasts now because they realized after the trouncing in 2024, the election, that they're like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should do some of these podcasts that all the kids are listening to these days.
Yeah, that might pay off actually one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, we wrap up the news. We've got sports for you. As Tony mentioned, the Phillies victorious last night on Sunday Night Baseball. They beat the Cubs 3-1 in 10 innings. They take 2 of 3 from the Chicago Cubs, who are in first place in the NL Central. Phillies now, I think, 4 games back of first. Aaron Nola, his best outing of the year, although I don't think he technically picks up a win. It was definitely his best performance, and they will host the Nationals on Tuesday. I think sports radio hosts down the hall can maybe relax a little bit that the Phillies are going to be just okay, Tone.
Yeah, especially the other day when Trey Turner had a bad first inning on Friday night. I was doing my show live. Everybody was going after him again. $300 million. So It's a game, but the difference between baseball, you have 162 days to cry afterwards or celebrate when you win a couple of games. But Saquon Barkley up at Trump Bedminster got off Marine One with him yesterday. And, of course, the world is now going crazy. Saquon Barkley people, haters, are now coming out of the woodwork saying, I'll never buy a Saquon jersey now. He's at Trump Bedminster.
Yeah, can we throw that picture up, Phil, if we can? It's K1. If you're on YouTube, you'll see it. There's Trump hanging out. You can tell he's got the golf shoes on. And the way everybody's dressed, you realize that it's definitely Bedminster. It was not West Palm. And there's Saquon Barkley just kind of hanging out, having a Diet Coke.
So a lot of
how dare he?
A lot of
now there's going to be, I got to tell you, I don't know whether the Eagles will allow him to be there. I think Jeffrey Lurie is going to have to step in and say, sorry, Saquon, you're not coming to the White House.
A lot of the people on social media, the social media sleuths, were kind of zeroed in on Saquon's face and saying, did he want to be there? And I was just like, what? Like, of course he wanted to be there, or he wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, he's not being
held would hostage. He have gotten on Marine One, the helicopter from Washington, D.C., where the Eagles already are, and then go by Marine One helicopter to Trump Bedminster, where he was on the golf course with Trump yesterday. Come on, these people are nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Let's actually play the clip here. Here's Trump getting off of Marine Force One. He was asked about Saquon Barkley, as the Eagles will be at the White House today, where Rich Zeoli will be broadcasting live. Phil, let's roll this clip. Trump coming off, white MAGA hat. There's Saquon Barkley right behind him, also wearing a white hat. And I believe coming up here, there's going to be a question to Trump in which he responds to Saquon Barkley.
Has Will Bunch written a scathing comment yet condemning the Eagles?
It'll be live on Philly.com by 7 a.m.
You know what's funny? I didn't realize that Saquon was that tall. I always thought he was short.
Yeah. Now they part ways, and now Trump addresses the media here.
Yes.
What a nice guy he is. I wanted to race him, but I decided not to do it.
And they get into Zelensky, and I'm sure there are people out there that believe Trump could beat Saquon Barkley in the 40.
So, yeah.
Of course.
So you take that and compare that to what Jalen Hurts said on Friday that
or
we
didn't say.
We kind of broke that here, by the way, because I noticed all the sports outlets kind of had it in the 10 a.m. hour, but we were talking about it at like before 8 o'clock on Friday.
Yep.
Roll Jalen.
Are you planning on visiting the White House next week?
Got it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a non-answer. So this sets up something very interesting, Tony, and we'll get the answer here in a handful of hours. My guess is that Jalen Hurts will be there. I think he should be there. I think it's the right decision, no matter whether you're a Trump guy or a Biden guy or a Trump guy or a Harris gal, whatever it might be, respecting the office that is the White House and the presidency. But it does set up an interesting dynamic, right? You've got a 2,000-yard running back openly out there with Donald Trump, and then a $50 million franchise quarterback, and he's completely mum on the issue. We get our answer later today, right?
Yeah, I think he shows up again. He doesn't have to like Trump, but you're saying every sports team that's won a championship, even the Dodgers showed up. All these teams where they're in blue cities or blue states. I think we've gone past the era. Now, if somebody doesn't want to go, don't go. But I don't think it's going to be this absolute disaster area. But you were right. I think Saquon was probably invited because Trump's a New York guy and he remembers Saquon with the Giants, and he's a fun guy. So why would he get on Marine One from Washington and then fly to Bedminster, New Jersey, to hang out yesterday when he's going to go to the White House today? So I think this would make, if Jalen doesn't show up, I think this is going to, it's going to create all this uncomfortable stuff about why would Saquon show up? The guy who, you know, let's be honest, without Saquon, are the Eagles this dynamic of a team? No, they're a great team. Would they have won a Super Bowl if they had kept another running back and not had Saquon? I say probably not.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think Saquon Barkley was the difference. And We'll get our answer coming up in a little bit. All right, Kale & Company News Live, brought to you by Kitchen Magic. You can make magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Their experts will guide you every step of the way, from free in-home design consultation to top-notch installation. Right now, enjoy 40% off installation, 40% off the cost of installation. Visit kitchenmagic.com. All right, we'll come back and get it started here on a Monday morning with a big take. Judicial deportation interference. That's the theme of the big take. It's next as we continue live on a Monday. Kale & Company, Nick Kale, Tony Bruno, Greg Stocker, Harry Mays will join us at 7:45. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
We should have...
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases. We'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And make his announcement, like National Signing Day for college football.
On the show?
Yeah, bring in all the hats for all the schools that he's contemplating. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is she sure that he wasn't pranked by a different school? That seems to be the rage now. There's all these people. It's not just Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there's like five or six people. Like all these players have, the players' phone numbers.
Right.
And they call them and they prank them. But remember last year when the Eagles picked, yeah, Cooper DeJean was pranked, nobody made a big deal about it. They just laughed it off.
Yeah, that's right. It's because nobody knew who Cooper DeJean was, and there is no outrage for that story because it doesn't fit the narrative. All right, let's get down to business. 6:26, Monday morning, time for another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The Big Take, judicial deportation interference. You know, we go back to the 2024 election cycle. In fact, if you date back to the spring of 2023, we began to see the start of weaponized government, from Merrick Garland and the DOJ to state-level attorney generals to local district attorneys, Letitia James, Fonnie Willis, Alvin Bragg, just to name a few. And it was all about convicting Donald Trump in criminal courts, finding him liable in civil courts, stripping him of freedom, wiping away his assets, and putting him away from ever returning to the White House. And along the way, judges showed their radical political bias, justices such as Arthur Engoron and Tanya Chutkin, as well as others. But it didn't stop Trump from winning. Now in 2025, we have judges all over the country running interference and preventing Donald Trump from the final phase of immigration success, that being deportation. But it shouldn't come as a shock to anyone, right? Democrats spent 4 years importing 10, 15, perhaps even 20 million new voters. They're not going quietly into the night in the great replacement theory. Americans voted for this. If not the number one issue in the 2024 election, it was a close 1B behind the economy. And the border has been sealed. The illegals, MS-13 members, Trende Aragua gang members have been identified. They've been apprehended. The last step, getting rid of them. And it might be the most difficult step. And therein lies the judicial deportation interference. Late last week, we gave you the story of the New Mexico judge who was housing a Venezuelan gang member. His name is Jose Luis Joel Cano. The feds have arrested him and his wife. But it doesn't stop there. News coming down late on Friday after we got off of the air that we now have a second rogue judge with woke ideology. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Hannah Dugan, a county circuit judge who was arrested by Cash Patel's FBI for allegedly trying to help an undocumented defendant avoid arrest. She was charged with obstruction of justice of an immigration arrest operation, and I thought judges were supposed to protect society from the bad people, not aid and abet fugitives, all because they don't like who the president is. And it shouldn't come as a surprise, however. She's used her platform before to advance social change by using the law. Listen and watch for yourself.
The rule of law is how we address our social issues, how we address our disputes, but also how we grow as people. If we follow the rule of law, which includes processing our cases in an orderly manner, in a predictable manner, in a manner that holds people to standards, then we're able to achieve that equal justice that we are promised and hope to have continue despite our differences, despite our class differences, despite our racial and religious differences.
Sounds like a social justice activist ad for a DEI commercial from Kamala Harris, does it not? Just reminiscent of the Biden administration to me. The FBI said the following after the arrest, quote, "We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse, Edward Flores Ruiz, allowing the subject, an illegal alien, to, quote, evade arrest." Judges advocating for what is against the wishes of the American public. That, to me, is an intrusion on democracy. We voted for something, we got it, and the judges are running interference. But CBS and YouGov with the latest polling on Trump from the Sunday shows. Phil, please throw this graphic up on YouTube. In the latest poll, with over 2,300 Americans, when asked if they approve or disapprove of the Trump administration's program to deport immigrants illegally in the U.S., a 56% majority approve, and that is people ages 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 64, and 65 plus, all in the positive, plus 4, plus 4, plus 20, plus 18. But your friends in the legacy media, the dying mainstream media, they don't care what you think because they know better than you. Here was David Brooks of the New York Times looking like a fool on PBS. Listen and watch this.
Well, obviously, they're trying to send a note of intimidation, not only to her, but to all judges and maybe to all Americans. But I don't yet know the specific details of this case, whether she escorted the guy out the jury door or whether she's let him. So that's all murky. I don't want to comment on this specific case. But especially on the issue of immigration, there are a lot of people who are appalled by what the administration is doing. And there will be times for civil disobedience. And to me, if she, let's say she did escort this guy out the door. If federal enforcement agencies come to your courtroom and you help a guy escape, that is two things. One, it strikes me as maybe something illegal, but it also strikes me as something heroic. And in times of trouble, then people are sometimes called to do civil disobedience. And in my view, when people do civil disobedience, they have to pay the price. That's part of the heroism of it, frankly. Mm. And so you can both think that she shouldn't have legally done this, and that morally protecting somebody against, maybe not even in this case, but in other cases, frankly, a predatory enforcement agency.
Is David Brooks serious? Maybe something illegal? Something heroic? There's your tax dollars, folks, going directly to PBS. More woke Wisconsin judges sounding off in the aftermath. Fox News reporting a Wisconsin judge is now threatening not to hold court in protest of federal authorities arresting her fellow judge, Hannah Dugan, last week. Judge Monica Isham made the announcement in an email to judges across the state on Saturday. Her email titled, "Guidance Requested, or I Refuse to Hold Court," made clear she has no intention of working with immigration and customs enforcement. Now that's reassuring, is it not? Mentally ill, left-wing justices who have no interest in protecting legal American citizens that would rather embolden criminals, domestic and foreign. I wonder who funded her campaign to get elected. I'll give you two guesses. Finally, on Saturday, the S hit the fan in Colorado. Headline, over 100 illegals dropped to the ground and are arrested as ICE busts a Colorado nightclub. According to reports, the DEA says they were having drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence, and weapons, all of which were seized. Over a dozen active duty military members were working as armed security or attending the club. Members of Trende Aragua, MS-13, and Hells Angels attending the club as well. Phil, let's roll clip 10 from the cut sheet. Listen and watch this as the moment happens when the sting goes down to the surprise of the patrons. Yep. Party over. Colorado has been a hotbed of illegal alien gang activity for what seems like a year and a half or 2 years now. ABC 7 in Denver with further details of that successful sting. Clip 11, listen and watch.
Thought about this kind of requirement, this kind of... Jonathan, give us some perspective here. 300 law enforcement officers, what brought about this kind of requirement, this kind of need to be here with that show of force?
So this is an underground, illegal nightclub, okay? And what was happening inside was significant drug trafficking, prostitution, crimes of violence. We seized a number of guns in there. We had active duty service members who were running security at the club and involved in some of these crimes. And in fact, we had over 100 illegal aliens inside as well. And those over 100 illegal aliens were taken into custody by ICE.
Active duty service members helping as security here. Can you elaborate on that at all?
So it's an ongoing investigation, but we had over a dozen active duty service members in the club tonight, either as patrons or working as armed security.
America getting safer by the day. Judges and Democrats looking worse day by day. It's Trump's top approval issue in most polls right now. It's the weakness of the Democrat Party. And the Trump administration, I believe, looks better and better each day the more they double down on the right thing that Americans in a majority want, as Democrats triple down on stupidity. Two judges down, probably hundreds more to go. Time to put an end to judicial interference in America's mass deportation efforts. And that is the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The select is spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Mother's Day fast approaching. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. 855-839-1210. Hit us up on X at 1210WPHT. And of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat. Tony Bruno, your thoughts, sir, on the rogue judges as well as the big sting in Colorado.
this Colorado thing is a shocker, especially when there's that many people in a place. And I know there's a lot of talk about the active duty military members. Are they in trouble? I don't know. Why are they there? I don't know. Do they know what they're doing? Is it extra money? Who knows? But what we're seeing is the fact that we still have videotape of all of these activist judges and members of Congress and people who are in the defense industry and people who are in all these different government agencies who are actively saying, AOC talking about you cannot, you know, no one is above the law. The no one is above the law line is now the biggest lie in the history of our country. All they say is when somebody else does it, no one is above the law. They get caught. Hey, you know what? The judges have a right to help get these people due process. So which is it? To me, the president is the guy who's supposed to make these decisions. Judges, especially lower district court judges, they have no say in this matter. But the fact that the media is standing up and in favor of criminal illegal aliens being in this country just shows you how pathetic they've become. They're sitting on the steps. You see the actions over the weekend, Cory Booker and what's his name, the other dude?
Yeah, all the Democrats. They were there for well over six. Was it 10 12, hours?
12 hours. 12 hours.
I lost track.
Yeah. Hakeem Jeffries, and yeah, sitting on the steps. What are they accomplishing? How does anybody think that somehow the majority of people who pay attention to this stuff will think what they're doing is smart? It's not. It's stupid, but keep doing what you're doing. That's what I say.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a winning issue for Trump. And I think the more that they fight this, to your point, remember AOC and all these Democrats, when Trump was going through the lawfare of 2023 and 2024, nobody's above the law. And then you talk about dying media outlets like the New York Times. How about David Brooks sitting there saying, well, I guess it's technically illegal for the judge to do what she's accused of doing, but in a way, it's kind of heroic. Really? Heroic?
Yeah.
These are the same judges that are letting people out cash-free bail, judges throughout major blue cities and blue states like New York that are letting criminals back on the street with 47 prior arrests. I mean, you talk about emboldening criminals or illegal aliens or a combination of both. How do these people get reelected when their judge term is up? Who voted for these morons in the first place is my question.
Well, some of them are elected and some of them are appointed. So that's the difference. I mean, there are judges that are elected. Supreme Court justices are elected in all states. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court, they have to go through a process. But in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, most states, people go out and vote for who their Supreme Courts, their state Supreme Court justices are.
Yep. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number, 855-839-1210. We have a lot of great stories, so I'm going to stay on track with the clock today. I'm going to be like Andy Reid during the two-minute drill. I'm not going to waste any timeouts that are not necessary. We're going to get to the Virginia Jeffries story, which broke on Friday night as the most notorious victim in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal has reportedly committed suicide. We'll get to that coming up. But up next, we have to get to, and this is a great day to have Tony Bruno as well as Harry Mays an hour from now. Once again, the NFL draft hijacked by social justice activists. The Shedeur Sanders story, race, media, it encompasses so much more than just football. We'll get to that on the other side. It's Kale and Company, Nick, Tony, and Greg, live here on a Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
So Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' kid, big-time quarterback from Colorado. Many expected him to be drafted on Thursday night. He does not get drafted on Thursday. He does not get drafted on Friday in rounds two or three, but he does get drafted on Saturday. Donald Trump jumped in. Phil, if you want, throw up K3. This was Trump's Truth Social post advocating for an NFL team on Friday to draft Shedeur Sanders. Eventually, he gets drafted on Saturday in the fifth round. But Tony, the media and former players in the media turned analysts, turned activists for social justice issues, tried to make this a racial thing when I don't think it is remotely racial at all. I'll give my thoughts on why I don't think it's racial in a moment, but I know you were paying attention to this throughout the weekend, so I will tee you up first and foremost. Your thoughts on this ridiculous story that I think really engulfed all of news media over the weekend.
Well, you know, people are talking about Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper couldn't have been more pro Shador Sanders. And Mel Kiper's been at ESPN a long time. He was the draft analyst, you know, and obviously he's on his way out. But he was getting killed for basically worshiping Shador Sanders on the first day of the draft. And then he didn't get picked. And then I didn't watch Saturday or I didn't watch Friday night. I was on the air doing my podcast. So I turned it off. I didn't stay up and watch and then obviously I didn't stay up Saturday. I had other things to do. So I don't think a lot of people were watching or didn't even know most of these players, even in the first day, because not everybody follows college football that closely. But to me, you know, Shador Sanders, he built a set in his house that said the legendary with all the hats and stuff. He has a right to do that. His dad has a right to do it. The fact that he wasn't drafted, and then he gets drafted. And I remember Friday night when I was on the air, he had the Cleveland Browns were on the clock when I started my show at 7 o'clock on Friday night, and they passed on him with the first pick in the second round, the second round. Then they had another pick, four picks later, and they passed on him. Uh-huh. So the same Cleveland Browns who had multiple chances to take Shador Sanders passed on him multiple times, and then it took until the next day, Saturday, for them to take him, and then he was out partying on Saturday night with his family.
Yep.
So his family's okay with it. And to me, what makes it okay is that if he goes to Cleveland as a backup quarterback and eventually works his way up the food chain and that has the chip on his shoulder, then he gets a chance to prove himself. But this whole anointing of someone because they're the son of somebody like LeBron James, he's a failure now. He's there moping on the bench as they lose again, and he doesn't seem to care at this juncture. So people like LeBron James doesn't care anymore, you know, and obviously Deion cares about his kids and his players. But the bottom line is, you're right. You know, Josina Anderson and all these other people making this about race is the most preposterous thing ever. And the pranking thing, you would have thought that they went into his house and took all of his money and possessions and took his gold chains and his diamond rings. They didn't do that. They were just saying that the NFL, there's no collusion by the owners not to take anybody.
Yeah, think about
anybody
that,
anybody could have taken this kid.
Yeah.
Anybody could have taken Shador Sanders. He went, 148th, 144th?
The Steelers passed on Shador Sanders three or four different times. They don't have a quarterback on the roster. They have a black head coach. And they are the organization that invented the Rooney Rule that requires minorities to receive an interview for a candidate for every vacancy. Yet Stephen A. Smith and Ryan Clark and Emmanuel Acho, guys on ESPN and Fox Sports, are saying that this is Colin Kaepernick 2.0. This is racism. This is, now all of a sudden that Deion Sanders, a big, strong black man who's taking a stance for his kid's life, they don't like strong black fathers. And I'm like, wait a minute. The NFL, hardly racist. By the way, think about this. In the first round Thursday night, Tony Bruno, 32 people were drafted. 27 of the 32 were non-white males. Five out of 32 males were white. And if they want to play the race card, of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, I went through this over the weekend, 17 are black or Polynesian, 15 are white. The white quarterback in the NFL is the minority currently right now. So the race card does not apply in the NFL. It doesn't fly.
You know, we've come a long way from there's only two black quarterbacks starting in the NFL. There's only a couple of black coaches. We're way past that stuff now. To keep bringing that up and making it something that it's not, especially in a league that's dominated by people of color.
Yes.
It's just a joke.
Yep.
You know, the rich white boys who own these teams, you know, if you're a rich black guy, you can own an NFL franchise too. So it's not about you don't get the opportunity. And to use Colin Kaepernick got a chance. He was drafted. He goes and plays and had a couple of good years. And then he wore out his welcome and teams didn't want him anymore. He turned down contracts. He turned down big money to stay in San Francisco. And now he's still out there crying.
Uh-huh.
So this nonsense about race being involved in the NFL or any sports or the NBA, it's a worldwide sport now. If you're the best players, you're going to get picked. And if you have a chip on your shoulder, what you do, you go in. Brock Purdy was the last person picked. And, you know, nobody was saying, he's a white guy. That's why he was the last guy picked. No, he went to San Francisco, and they built a team around him, and he's played pretty well. So, You cannot use race as any way, shape, or form a reason for what happened to Shedeur Sanders.
Well, it's not just former athletes and sports talk show hosts who are saying that. Jamal Bowman also said that too.
Oh, fire alarm guy.
Because it's important to hear him. A guy who was basically forced out of Congress. Was he sitting on the steps with his former colleagues over the weekend in Congress as well?
No, but he
was he not invited there anymore?
He was not invited. He was doing this video from where most lunatics do videos from their car.
Yeah.
roll this, Phil.
Someone like Shedeur Sanders, you know, because he talk a certain way and because he wears gold chains and his pops is Dion and he don't want to submit to y'all white, you know, he's gonna slip in the draft. And you're telling me it's based on the evaluation. Like, you didn't watch the games and watch him play and see him play.
Jamal Bowman, who cannot identify the difference between a biological male and female, suddenly has morphed into an NFL draft scout. And by the way, Tony, my old home for 4.5 years, Nashville, Tennessee, with the first pick, the Tennessee Titans selected Cam Ward, black quarterback from Miami, who wears a big Miami the U chain when he's on the sidelines. So for some reason, I guess the Titans are not racist, but the rest of the NFL, the other 31 teams are, according to Jamal Bowman's logic.
You know, you can see Jamal Bowman isn't even going on all these fringe networks anymore to spout that nonsense. As you said, he has to sit in his car. I don't know about you. I've never sat in my car and done a video other than like filming stuff that I see that's weird. Or I'll give Robin the phone and I'll say, hey, Robin, look at that. Get a quick shot of that. Signs, license plates, weird stuff, you know, animals doing stuff. To sit in a car and tape yourself and then post it on social media, you're right. Other than you, like with your daughter, you do something special.
Uh-huh.
But if you're sitting in your car and you're posting rant videos, you need to seek psychiatric help.
Agreed.
And it's readily available right now. Uh-huh. We'll just give you some pills and you go home and you take it and then you'll feel better for a couple of hours.
Exactly right. Phil, if you could, just throw that Donald Trump post up. I want to read this for those that did not have a chance to see it on YouTube. Trump posted this, and I think this is very interesting here. He says, this is Friday. What is wrong with NFL owners? At Real Donald Trump says, are they stupid? Stupid in all caps. Deion Sanders was a great college football player and an even greater coach and an even greater player in the NFL. He's also a very good coach, streetwise and smart. Therefore, Shedeur, his quarterback son, has, in all capital letters, phenomenal genes and is all set for greatness. He should be picked immediately by a team that wants to win. Good luck, Shedeur, and say hello to your wonderful father for me. And I'm sure that probably put the media in a bind on Friday and Saturday, right?
Because
it'll kill them to say, even Donald Trump believes Shedeur Sanders should have been drafted. I don't think Shedeur Sanders is overrated, Tony. I think he's
I don't either.
I think he's overcovered. And he's overcovered because of his dad, right?
Yeah, and I know Deion well, so... And obviously Donald Trump knows Deion. I mean, a lot of people in the media know Deion Sanders. I mean, the guy was around for a long time on different teams, you know, show teams. He was a show, and he was a great, great Hall of Fame player. But the bottom line is that proves right there. Are the NFL, are all these talking heads calling Donald Trump a racist now?
No.
No, they can't, because he's talking about a black player who he thinks should have been immediately drafted because of his genes and his father.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump, just like a lot of the media people, don't know what happened inside the meetings, or, you know, maybe some teams don't want to have a guy who builds a shrine to himself before he's ever plays a down in the NFL. So, as I said, the bottom line is the Cleveland Browns now have him in their quarterback room, so to speak, and he'll have a chance to move up the food chain in a franchise where they've been hitting the reset on quarterbacks now for generations.
Yep.
And they've had some good first round overall picks in Cleveland. And now they have to do it again. So he'll have his chance. Yep. He's in the NFL. He has to go out and prove it now.
The NFL is the ultimate meritocracy, and it has made more black people millionaires than probably any other business on the planet, maybe short of the NBA. But then again, when you look at the NFL, there's 53 players on a roster versus 12 in the NBA. So the NFL probably is the number one millionaire maker for African-American men. Point blank, period. Just look at the numbers.
But it's also harder sure. in the NFL.
Oh, yes.
You have to prove yourself before right. you get a contract, and then you get a couple years in, and somebody has to decide. So their shelf life is not as strong as, like, NBA players. NBA players keep moving and getting $300 million contracts. Right. Baseball players keep moving and getting $300 million contracts. So the NFL has so many more players, so it's harder for them to stick. You have to prove it year after year, and once you become a star – then you're set. But there's not many, you know, you're talking 53 players on 32 teams. That's a lot of players that have each year have to come back and prove themselves.
Yep. You know what the tweet from, or the Truth Social thing from Trump shows me? That it's not, because we all know Trump and Deion Sanders are friends. So it's not what side of the political aisle you're on for Trump. Is if it's if you're friends with him or not.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. He does not look at anything else other than if you're friends with him.
Yeah.
Or if you, you know, if
you or if nice you kiss his ass.
Yes, exactly.
If you kiss his ass,
100%.
You wash his back, he'll wash your back.
100%. Because there's no other reason for him to get involved in this.
Right.
None other than other than he knows Deion Sanders.
Although he's at the center of everything. I mean, he's at the center of Shedeur Sanders to a lesser extent.
Yeah.
He's at the center of Saquon Barkley. And he's the overall context and backdrop to Jalen Hurts and his non-answer.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is why we bring it up today.
Yeah.
Kale and Company, Hour 2 with Tony Bruno is on the way on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.